We're on the line with WRAL-TV's Gerald Owens. How's it going, Gerald?
Good. How you doing, Jerry?
Doing well. You have a good weekend?
Oh, it was marvelous. The weather was perfect. A little chilly, but it was okay.
It's amazing how everything was lush and green, and now it's looking like it's supposed to with fall.
Exactly. Beautiful.
Okay, Gerald, give us the weekend wrap-up.
All right, Jerry. A shooting on the campus of North Carolina A&T State University in Greensboro, an Edgecombe County man was actually shot on campus. This was Saturday night. Police say someone fired a gun near McCain Hall, hitting the 21-year-old man. He is expected to recover. That's good news. Police are looking for four people in connection with that shooting. Also, over the weekend, we heard from the widow of that TSA agent who was shot and killed at Los Angeles International Airport last week. Gerardo Hernandez was shot four times inside Terminal 3. This is the first TSA employee killed in the line of duty. The suspect was also shot. He's in the hospital. That incident affected flights across the country, not only at the tail end of last week, but into the weekend. I don't know if you're a runner, Jerry, but 5,500 running enthusiasts took to the streets of Raleigh Sunday for the 7th annual City of Oaks Marathon. And NC State and UNC battled it out again. This time the Tar Heels coming out on top, beating the Pack 27-19. The first time since 2005 that they've beaten the Wolfpack at Carter-Finley Stadium, the Heels effectively spoiling NC State's homecoming.
Well, Gerald, I do run to the refrigerator and back to the chair. And why did Carolina stomp on State's new logo?
You know, you can't tell these guys what not to do. You know, you can only tell them afterwards, I guess.
That's true. That's true. Well, listen, thank you for wrapping up the weekend for us. Have a great week. What can we expect tonight?
North Carolina teachers made a statement today stating a walk-in to show their displeasure with the legislature. Of course, teachers have endured many spending cutbacks on behalf of the General Assembly and another year without a raise. So we're going to talk about this show of solidarity and tell you how the legislature is responding tonight on WRAL.
All right. They can catch you tonight at 5, right?
Absolutely.
All right. Have a great week, and we'll catch up with you next Monday.
Okay. Thanks, Jerry.